So again, hello again. Good afternoon, good evening. My name is Ricardo Palmieri. I'm from Brazil. I broke some old stuffs that I was producing since 2011, just to share with you. I'm afraid that maybe I don't have any new solution, any new technology to show you. But my goal here is more to listen from you, because I know here, I suppose here you have more researchers in this brainwave area. And would be glad if you participate. And in fact, I would like to do this in a kind of circle, should be better. But I'll start showing some of my stuffs, my photos and videos, and after we can open the discussion if you affordable for you. I just plug in my computer and you can start, okay? Just give me 1 minute. You have an announcement. If you want to do it now, we earn some time. So thank you for all your presence. I yesterday supposed to have this speech in another place, and we had a small lack of information, and I didn't show. I have a no show in the my speech, so they changed for today. So apologize for this misunderstood. So I try to do my best today, and I think today it will be better to talk about all these things, because at the end tonight, starting at 10 p.m., we have an installation in the main street. We have the Russian truck. Have you heard? The green Russian truck. Behind it, we have a white tent with some plastic bags, and we have a interactive immersive installation with using these systems that I show here today. So all of you are invited to be there tonight to try the system and play with some dolphins. We brought some dolphins to to play here with us. So first of all, I would like to introduce my background, because I'm not I haven't studied program, I haven't studied engineering. I'm an architect. I learned to build houses, I learned to build cities, I learned to build this kind of thing. But after when I finished the university, I started to work with this kind of traditional architecture, and I was very disappointed, because in the university I had lots of teachers who tried to push us to think out of the box, and we try to think out of the box in Brazil, especially in the building houses, building buildings. We suffer by the lobby of the builders, the big builders. They have the right way to do. If you do different, the government doesn't allow you to build. Even if you spend like I did, spend 1 year researching and try to approve in new materials, different new stuff with the government. Even if the government approve it, you have a problem with the builder, because the builder doesn't know how to manage that kind of material. So I was very disappointed with that, and I changed my point of view and started working inside the art field. So some people from theater and dance start to call me to produce some scenography, and they bring some issues to me, like the dancer who wants to put her foot in some place in the stage, and suddenly that lights, and at the same time lights and videos change in the stage. So they come with this troubles to me, and I start to research how to solve it. I remember my first experience with that was in 2001. We have exactly this issue with the dancer who wants a sensor on the floor, and in Brazil we didn't have this technology. We found some sensors from Germany, and these sensors cost like 300 euros at this time. So it's quite expensive for a Brazilian. We have this difference of 4 times from our money to euros, so it was quite impossible to work with this. So we decided to find some solution, and we use like plastic shapes with aluminum foil and cables soldered in a keyboard keyboard board, and you have like pressing keys inside the stage. You could change the videos using a VJ tool, for example. So at this time I start to work inside the stage and working as VJ and visual jockey. After a few years trying to find this kind of solutions, I was invited to join an amazing team. That is, it was 2003, 2004, when we had at this point in Brazil a new minister of culture, who was Gilberto Gil. Maybe you heard about. He's a famous musician in Brazil, And he guys, when he arrives in the Ministry of Culture, he decide to do a big change in what means culture in Brazil. And he create a special team to find, to locate 304 places who was producing culture, but who hasn't any kind of funds from government. All of them are work by themselves and try to preserve the countryside culture from different regions of Brazil, from the north to east, that are the most poor regions that we have in Brazil. And so I joined this team, and our work was to fund in each of these places a multimedia studio that we have a special equipments for audio recording, to record bands or whatever you want, a studio, a video studio to editing, graphic design studio, and recycling computers studio. But all of this using only open source tools. So to me was a big change in my life. I used to work with proprietary tools, but at this point we decided just to work with open source. And we spent like 6 months, 1 year trying to migrate, doing this migration from platforms to another. And at the end we did a nice work, like during 4 years we traveled all Brazil. Brazil have 26 states. I visit 24 of them, and most of time we sleep inside this place in very far regions, in very poor places. And it's not about to be a tourist, but try to understand the real situation of the locals. So it blow my mind again. And after this 4 years working together with these guys, I start to become a kind of activist by osmosis, because I was inside this speech, and I was giving this speech for everybody, and I changed my productions, my tools to production to open source. But in this time was 2007, 2008, I had another issue that was, we have a change in technology, in video technology. That was, we used to have the SD format, and it changed to HD format. And at that point, our tools that we had to use, we use it all the time in Linux, wasn't so good to flow this video in a nice way. Like you have drop frames or have some different issues. So I have to change a little bit to proprietary tools, but most of time I use proprietary tools just to play videos. All the interactive that I want to do, I continue to use open source tools. I just talk about this. I think it's important to explain what we'll show tonight and what I'll show you here later. And after that, in 2011, I ingressed in a course. It's a master's course in Brazil called Digital Design and Intelligence Technologies. So it's a program with masters, doctors, and PhDs. So I ingressed at the time in the program, and it was quite strange, because the first class that I had was about synesthesia, and all the PhD and doctors that was inside the class never touched in her life in the EEG equipment. So I asked him, what I'm doing here, because we have lots of these amazing guys with lots of diplomas and stamps. And I just have my architecture stamps, and I had an idea how to build one of these devices, but I never tried before. So those guys simulated me. No, if you produce something, we could use in your labs. And if you produce it, we could even give you a scholarship to keep your research. wow, amazing. I could, there was my desire to have a scholarship, because at this point I was paying the course, and it was a quite expensive course. So I decided to do my first experience. My first experience was something like this project that I would like to show you, that has instruction tables. When you took this toy from Mattel, it's called what's the name of Mindflex. It's a game basically where you have a crystal head and you could control a blower that could flow a little ball, and you have a kind of maze, and you have to drag the ball in the maze using your head. They also have another toy. It's about Star Wars. You have two Jedis and have to battle with your brains. So it's quite funny toys, but just toys. So the trick was to put the Mindflex with Arduino. With that, I could read basically 10 datas from this toy. The basically 8 data from the any EEG is the alpha, beta, theta, and gamma height and low frequencies. Also, he gives me automatically gives me inside the microchip has an algorithm who give me the level of attention and level of meditation. So, with this, I had a kind of EEG. It's a toy, it's low frequency, but works as a prototype. So I bring it to the university, so I build it. But we have, I think I have a nice picture of me wearing this device. Let me show you. It's a quite weird device at the end, because but the Arduino and have the USB still. Of course, we could put some Bluetooth or something like that in the Arduino. But at this point, I didn't have enough money because I had to pay the university. So I just took what I have in my home. I found this second-hand Mindflex on eBay, and I could import it to Brazil. So at the end, I paid more in taxes to have it in Brazil than from the toy. The toy costs like $30, and I pay like $90 from taxes. It's amazing to live in Brazil and to work with technology. So with this toy, I back to the university and show to the doctors, okay, let's play with EEG now. And the guys, wow, but he doesn't know what to do with the brainwaves. So, okay, I back to my home and keep work with that, try to figure out what I could do with that. And when I was working with this, I have this feeling looking to the, I was using processing, you know this software. It's a kind of artist ID for to artists to program. It's quite simple to produce images. If you are the designer, if in 4 hours you can produce interactivity, it's quite simple too. And I was working with this tool at this point, and I found a library that allowed me to get this data from the Arduino, and I could split it in frequencies. And when I was looking to these graphs, I feel like if I was traveling a train, you know, because you have this small mountains and big mountains passing on the train window. So I figured out how could I put this in a more artistical way, because reading more about EEG, I discovered that this is not a EEG, this is just a toy. I have low frequency, I cannot be very precise with these waves, but for artistical purposes looks like a nice too at this moment. So I created at the time my first installation. That is this one. This is Neuroscape. So with Neuroscape, I could get this kind of images. So it's a bunch of graphics at first point, but if you remove the idea of GraphQL input inside an installation that you are talking about, trains and windows and landscapes, you can play with this situation. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to mean, but it's about to change the from the technician to the art thinking. And also I produce an audio tool that gets this data and start producing some synthetical sounds. Now I can show some videos about this. Okay, this is the first. Just, I think I don't have sound. Just a minute. Just touch sound check. Yeah, I have to change here. This was in the first exhibition of the installation was in is a festival that we had we used to have in Brazil. It's called the Live Cinema, and they invite people who works with live images, the creation of real time images. It's not about to VJ, but it's to change in real time, to create synthesis in real time. So. I apply my project in this exhibition, in this festival, and people could just wear the oh, sorry, I jump a little bit, because when I decide to do it as an installation, I have this problem to people put that huge device in the head, and it was a kind of uncomfortable because it has the an elastic whistle, so it's not so good. Well, it hurt the front all the time. So I discovered another kind of quite cheapest device. That is this from the company called Nero Sky. I think you heard about. This is the first, I think it's first or second version of the build. It's called MindWave. And it's quite simple. It's the same principle of the MindFlex. You have two points to connect in your head. One point you connect in your ear, and another is staying on the front. So this sensor. One sensor is the front, the another one is here, and we are like this. And you can plug the ground here. So quite simple, it's light, has a nice thing that it's a toy also, so you don't have to calibrate it. They have a self-calibration in 10 seconds, it has an auto-calibration. So for installations was amazing, because you have lots of people passing in wearing this like 3 minutes at maximum, and change to another people from the audience. So was quite funny to the situation. But my main project was with 3 screens. Can you see here? This is my first sketch of the installation. Was something like you keep there boring and almost sleeping, and the landscapes coming passing to you like if you was inside a train navigating. So the at the end you have some image like that. Now she is using the same device that I'm using now. It happens in 2012. I started that master's in 2011, so after 1 year I was with this work and running with this work around Brazil. And also how the doctors from the university, they haven't found how to work with that brain waves, so I didn't earn my scholarship, so I abandoned the master's, and I prefer to keep the research as an artist more than a scientist. In fact, we have in Brazil this problem with scientists. The most important scientists in Brazil are not in Brazil anymore. And the newer scientists are just leaving Brazil. Last week, our new president, he decided to cut all the scholarships from the university, from the graduation. And we have this problem increasing in Brazil about education. So it's very important, I'm talking about the situation in Brazil. It's important to say that we have this lack of technology, not only because by the taxes from to import technologies, and also because our scientists are always producing outside of Brazil, but also have a lack in education, like the basic formal education. Kids are still learning mathematics. My grandfather learned mathematics 60, 70 years ago. So we are trying to change it in the points, like work with kids in the neighborhood, out of the school. But the normal school has the several rules that you cannot change, and the teachers earning shit salary, so they doesn't care about to change anything. So we have a terrible situation in Brazil. Of course, for this reason, we have to improvise. We have a nice word in Portuguese that is gambiarra. I would like to write to you this word. It's something like improvisation, extreme improvisation. So we love to use silver tape and wires and hot glue, this kind of tools to build houses, to build, you know, because it doesn't have access to nice technologies. Now we have some Chinese people moving to Brazil. They have lots of cheap stuff, like cheapest Arduino, chips like that. So people can buy it in an affordable price, but most of time it's twice the price you pay here in Europe for this kind of device. I'm not here to cry about this, but I'm here to say that we're still trying to be creative and competitive in the world, not about competition, but to be on the same level. But we have to assume this lack of technology. It's a huge problem. I'm living Brazil. I travel not so much around outside of Brazil. I travel too much inside Brazil, and I try to show to the children that it's possible to do things like disassembling old material and resoldering stuff, and try to understand what is happening inside this black box that we bought every day. I'd like to show another video that after that, maybe some pictures, just fast pictures. This was my mentor in the masters. He is a musician now, so he's trying to play and detect what's going on in his brain. This was it's not a university, this is in a party in Brazil. It's a kind of techno hacker party at Saturday night, and I just put the system there and people could come and ask you what's going on, and they could explain and test it together. But it happens more in parties than in the university, you know, it's quite weird. But here we are, he's playing the keyboards, and here we have people drinking and using drugs and trying to see what happened with her brain in the installation. And they really enjoy the experience inside this context, you know. It's quite funny, like every time you drink a beer, the colors change, all the you know. So I was observing this behavior of people drinking, and it was changing all the time. People smoking and changing the colors. So I decided to transform this experience in a performance. And I could perform it with that. This guy is a super drunk, you know, he's wearing the eye, the so this is the Rio de Janeiro exhibition. So I decided to transform it in a performance. I'm gonna have a little video here about this performance. So in this performance, I change my state of mind doing different things. Like I had a bottle of sake, the Japanese drink. So during the performance, I drink a lot sake. Sometimes I stop to drink and I have to cut sushi because I have to be very attentive to cut sushi in the right way. After I put some music to change my state of mind too. And at a certain point I talk with the audience because it is a different pattern to mine. And I had it projected over my body. This is my first session. The second session I changed my clothes to white, so I became part of the screen. It became more interesting, but I just had this documentation from that performance. So when I drink, it became too purple. When I talk with people, it became too blue. When I cut sushi, it became too yellow. So it's quite funny, it's the representation of the state of mind, you know. So it's not so precise as a scientific research, but you know, creates this how can I say, created the people start to think about what's going on, how can I move over this, how can I stir that, you know. But we are discussing about open source tools, right? And at this point, I have two problems with open source tools. Because using this device, now they have a new one, the company has a new one that works in Linux. But this one that was cheapest at the time has a special form to communicate with computer that is using his own dongle. That is a proprietary dongle, but it allows me to read the JSON numbers in a certain way, so I can extract the data from the dongle. But it's a kind of Bluetooth, but in a different protocol, so it's closed stuff. So if I want to run it in Linux, it sucks. I try to run it using Wine or something like that, but doesn't work very well. So I have to change to a proprietary system. So at this point, I could join my two problems. That is how to map the video, because in my proposal, I was using these three screens. So to do that, I have to map, do a kind of video mapping to integrate these screens. And I haven't found this point tool in Linux to do that. So I decide to move to macOS. That I use it to do VJ, so and start to use the same tools that I use to make VJ to do the installation. So the flow of this installation is something like I have the device in the macOS X. I have the driver for that. I could read the data from processing. That is quite funny to do this graphics and things like that, but I would like to produce music. And I use Peridata. I don't know if you know this software, Peridata. It's a nice tool, but also I think in Europe it's a quite old tool. I remember in 2007 I came to I came to Spain to talk about Pure Data, and we are using a lot in Brazil, and the developers of Pure Data was in the speech, and they asked, what the fuck are you doing with that? We don't use it anymore. But for us it's amazing too, because it's nice. I can show you the Pure Data how it works, because it's very nice to show to kids, because you have the flow of the information. It's C++ behind it, but it's a real-time program. So when you connect this box, you can have in real time things happen. Like I try to do something here, a real-time thing. I create a new project. Where is this? Shit. Cadê? Okay. I tried to do it here. I don't know what's going on. But, like, I'll try to do some basic sound. I think it's. I have to kill it first. Sorry. Okay. Okay, now we are talking. So, when you open Pure Data, you have this blank window. And you can start to create your small blocks here. Let me do some zoom. So I try to do here. First of all, I do this small object is a digital analog converter. So I can convert anything from computer to my speakers. Okay. The data that I use here, I have to amplify to hear it. So I can create some multiplying waves by one, and I can just connect those box. Okay. Also, I need some sound generator. So I have here an object called oscillator, OSC. So in Pure Data you have this tilde objects, that means are audio objects. And I can just put here, and now I have to play this oscillator. To play an oscillator, you have to use hertz. So for musicians, it's not so nice to speak about hertz for art. So we talk about notes. In computation, you have MIDI notes. So I can convert frequencies to MIDI. And now I can send numbers in fact I did wrong. I have to mid two frequencies, right? And now I could hear something. I have to turn on my DSP card. So now if I put some number here, it's quite simple to program, and you have fast results. Like if I do like three or four of these, I can create what's the name? Now the the quality of the sound of these timbers. So I can do synthesis, any kind of synthesis. So I have sawtooths, I have different kinds of waves, and I can do whatever I want. This version of Pure Data is called PD Extended because it has lots of libraries inside it. Even has libraries for video and for 3D objects, different kinds of things. But the process of video is not so fast. This is my problem with to do VJ with the open source tool that I know better than is PG. So today we are teaching kids in Brazil how to use period data to start the logical thinking. You know how to, where you start, where you want to go, and you have the flow of the information in the visual way, no? So, just to wake up some of you. So I was talking about the flow of distillation. So distillation passed through processing. Who never saw processing? Processing has this interface of processing. So I can program in a simple Java way. It's based on Java processing, right? And all my audio stuffs I'm processing using Puridata. That is C sharp, but it's made for music, especially for music. And all my images that I generate in the processing, I use another tool that is called Siphon. I don't know if you heard about it. It's a Mac OS X stuff. It sends the data from the OpenGL from one software to another software. So I can render a video in my desktop, for example, and extract this video and send it to my VJ tool. And with this, I can stretch, do whatever I want with the video. But I still have a problem because I have to communicate between processing and period data to, they need to have a conversation. So the language they who speak together is OSC. That is quite different from the oscillator that I showed before. Has a little confusion because OSC is the open sound control. It's a kind of protocol that comes to put MIDI in a more how can I say, in a better way, because MIDI, you heard about MIDI? MIDI has just always sent three data in MIDI. You have always three data. It's generally is the channel that you are playing, the note that you are playing, and the intensity that you are playing, or some variations of these three numbers. With open sound control, you can send if I'm not wrong, it's 128 bits of data in a line, and this data is sent using UDP, not TCP, so it's very fast to process, and you can send it thousands of times per second, and if you lose some packet, it's quite okay because you are more than 30 frames per second that we are used to percept by visual sense. So I have this flow. I have the narrow sky be reading by processing. Processing send data through OSC to Puridata. Puridata is playing the audio. And the image generated by processing, I send it by Siphon to my video mapping tools. At this point, I was using a tool called MadMapper. That is a proprietary tool. It's a proprietary tool. I will not open the website of them, or you want to check it. It's not a propaganda, I don't know. It's just about knowledge. I don't like to do propaganda, but our guys from Switzerland, if I'm not wrong, who produce this software. It's a MadMapper. Yeah. So it's super nice software. So all of these video mappings that you are seeing around, you have the Facade Festival in Europe, right? That people are doing video maps around the different cities. Most of them uses MadMapper to do this alignment of images and beauties. Or they use another tool. There is the Resolume Arena. I think it's European too. Also, I'm not sure about that, but it's a quite expensive tool. But this is very nice because it's not only a VJ software, but also a video mapping software, and also a DMX manager. So you can manage your lights of your stage using this tool. So today I'm using this one because it's very fast to do this kind of concerts when people ask to do. So this is my final part of the process. So I send my image to here, and I can map it anyway, like 3 screens, 4 screens, whatever I want, depends of my computer and the cardboards. Okay, but after 2012, 2013, I came with this installation. I didn't came to Netherlands, but the installation was invited to be part of the OM Festival, OM in 2013. And I sent all my stuffs to people from the organization, and they assembled the installation. I think it was in a kind of castle that somebody built inside the festival, and the installation was inside this castle. And after that, I never touch again in these technologies. I was working on different stuffs. By the way, if you want to check the stuffs that I used to work, you can see on my website. Is this one? It's vjpalm.com. So you can see lots of. I have some commercial work and work like I talk about with the kids, like playing with carrots and things like that. You know, is in maki and this kind of simple devices. So also working with this idea of gambiarra. What is? Okay, and this year, a friend of mine here from Netherlands, she invited me to do a partnership. She was working with this idea of sustainability, and she was very worried about the thing about plastic bags. So she realizes how she was trying to build an installation that keeps people worried about the plastic bags, the excess of plastic bags that we have around the world. So she invited me to be part of the team, and we did this installation that we opened tonight. So this is how I plan to finish my speak, is inviting you to be tonight at the installation. And I could show you a little bit more of the bowels of the system, how it works. But if you are interested in the NeuroScape, I can talk a little bit more. And also, if you want to talk a little bit about your experiences, and maybe I could learn something with you. This is my, like I said at the beginning, this is my goal here. I want to learn more than talk. But they invite me to talk to you, so I'm just sharing my simple experience. But I think it's about knowledge, so it's never we never lost this kind of things, right? So I have an open mic if you want to do questions or tell your stories. You are welcome. You did your announcement. I'm very interested in your PCB Go. It's PCB Go Go, right?
Okay. Is it
right?
Yeah,
you want to talk a little bit?
It's a very simple PCI. If you wanted an extended advertisement, I can pull up the website.
Yeah.
I'm hesitant to do this. You take questions about your presentation first, and then I'm
feel
very
free.
Happy to.
It's an open mic, so do we have questions? Okay, nice.
Hi, yeah, hello. So the installation you build now is with this toy you have on the table, or?
Yeah, I'm still using this toy because in last time in OM, they bought here one of these devices, and I still have one of these in Brazil, so we decide to be cheapest, work in the cheapest way, so we are just recycling the technology. Of course, I would like to have the new one. Or now I'm interested in this one.
Mm-hmm.
But it was quite expensive, the mobile version of this one. So we decided to bring here the same equipment.
Right. And another thing you remarked about video mapping. I was thinking, if you want to do it cheap, I didn't do the experience yet, but with Blender, which is an open source 3D animation software, there are some plugins to map things. And I wouldn't be surprised if it would be possible to use Blender for video mapping. It would not be as advanced as those commercial packages, because they are just tuned to quickly set up a gig and make it working. But I think it would be possible with Blender. So if you want to investigate cheap open source things, mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that would be a good direction.
I had some experience with Blender like 10 years ago, 8 years ago. But now I still have Blender in my computer, but I use Blender to model things, because it became my tool to model. It's quite simple to model things there. It's amazing. But I never try it, but I look for. I know that most of the time I use Blender because now I'm using another technology that is Unity. I think you heard about. Unity, it's a super cool technology. It's not open source. But the scripts you can share it, C# and JavaScript, and I use it a lot. And also, I have a friend of mine. He's producing a tool called Blend DOM. So it's a tool to make video mapping in DOMs, and he's using Unity to do that. So Unity has this Siphon input. So you can send your data from any VJ software, any software, to this Blend DOM, and you can put in the spherical projection. But I look for that because I have the problem. You use the game engine of Blender to do that, I suppose.
Well, you could, I would imagine you could use the game engine of Blender. But I think there have been in the past some people that have projected with Blender on the dome also. So these possibilities are there, but it would not be as streamlined as with the commercial things. But I think you could make it like that. Yeah. And there's a plugin specifically that you could look at. It's called Blam, BLAM, which you can use to map stuff on objects. So
I'll take a look. I think I heard about this Blam, but
just check it out.
Yeah, yeah. Also, I have this comment about Blender, because I have lots of friends from that work with me in the open source context that I was telling you in the ministry, when you work to the Ministry of Culture, that are super Python guys, and Blender most of time it's Python. But when you go to these commercial tools, people just doesn't care about Python. That is a super powerful, and they just want to use C#. Come on, and JavaScript and this kind of things. You know, it's just a comment because I pass here these ways in a few tents, and I saw people talk about Python, and I'm very excited about Python, but. You know, have this lack. So it's today in Brazil, the guys who work with Python, I have like 3 or 4 friends. Most of the other friends are living outside of Brazil, producing things with Python, but in Europe or in the United States, most of them, you know.
Thank you.
Any more questions? Or comments or histories? Feel free, guys.
Take care. I would have a question how this does work, actually, because yesterday we have been in a talk and the guy was, I think he was building these interfaces, and he said it's actually not very precious, the precision is not very good, so, and I think this toy can't give you very good EEG, is it like that? It's
Yeah, this is the point, because this is the reason because I changed to artistical way, you know, because it's not so precise. I can put it to work. Maybe it should be nice to you see it. So just let me. I suppose I have to close processing, but let's try without closing. So just plug your dongle, turn on your device, and if you have the proprietary games, it starts to work. But now I'm using a homemade code, so most sometimes doesn't work like the commercial stuff. But let's try. I have it plugged. He has a special socket, has a software that can read it and convert the data to JSON socket. And this code will just, I have a library inside this code. There is this, let me zoom a bit. Too many things in my hands. I need more hands. Here we have this special library for that, you know, so it read the serial port and can get this data. All the other things is I just send this data to OSC, Open Sound Control. For this reason, I have this OSC library and have the network library. So when I play it, it's supposed to work, and when it works, it became blue, but still not blue. I think I have to close the software and open again. Okay, I just open again, just a minute. Ah, and also have this thing about processing, because processing, when I started to work with processing in 2002, 2003, we had the 1.0 version. And after a few months, after a few 2 years, they have 1.5. After 5 years, the version 2. And now we have the version 3 that is amazing with OpenGL, and you can use this device as Kinect 2, or can use multiple Kinect to do installations. It's amazing too. But my library, the library is from this guy doesn't work in the new process anymore. So let me open the it's here. Okay. So this is the sketch. Let's start again. Have to become blue. Come on. Doesn't want to work. I have some message there. Just.
And that's quite just okay. Just one question: does it work the same like this pure data you showed that you are stimulating with an oscillator and changing the colors, or?
Yeah, but now I'm doing in code format, not in that blocks like I saw before. The IDE is a little bit different, but yeah, here I'm doing the code. This is not the neural. Let me open the NeuroScape because this one supposed to just to. This is what I'm using this installation here. It just read the data and send it to OSC, right? But I open the NeuroScape one. Let me try this. Let's see it. Come on, be blue. Don't fuck with me. Yeah, man, it's proprietary stuff, shit. Oh, let's do it. I try to repair.
You will show it in the evening anyway. Or
yeah, I suppose okay. To show the evening. But in fact, you have the sometimes, because I was using it before the speak. I close the computer and open again. Sometimes I have to do a repairing of the device. So I have to forget this device. and pair it again. So this is one of the process that you have to do. So he just try to find the dongle. And sometimes doesn't find the dongle. Time out. It's, I have some issue here with serial port problem. No, the PD doesn't use anything. I could close it, but he's not using the serial port or whatever. Maybe I have to restart the computer because I'm macOS. If I was in Linux, I could just close the shut the door and you know this kind of thing. I now found the device. Okay. Okay, the device is here and it's buried. And here is the code of NeuroScape. Let me check if the serial port is the same. Let's try. It's blue. I was not lying. Look, he's still not working because I didn't plug in my ear, so I need the ground to start the process. I suppose, I'm not sure, but I suppose that this device works something like a galvanic system. Like it sends some small voltage to your head with lower amperage, and depends of how the variation of the voltage back to the ground, he try to split in the waves. I suppose it works like that. This is I research, I read something like, but I'm not sure. Wow. You have some things there. No, I'm very excited now. I'm a little nervous because you have more yellow. If I drink, it's not a good idea because I have installation to finish, but if I drink now, it becomes purple for sure. Now if I keep talking with you, it becomes a little bit blue, a little bit purple. I'm not seeing the colors now, but probably something like that, or not blue, purple, less yellow or too much yellow. Not so much yellow, yeah. I'm with a weak mind, I think it's just a small of the screen. But just to show the thing about Siphon, if you are interested, we have this application, for example, it's a Siphoner. Oops. Siphoner. It's Siphoner, it's super cool because you can choose different applications open in your computer. And like I can take the brain, and it begins to send this data to OSC, to Siphon, sorry. And I can get this image, like I can open a Siphon recorder. It's another application. Where is Siphon recorder? Doesn't open. Siphon recorder, okay. This is Siphon recorder. Like the name say, it's just a Siphon recorder. It's just receiving the data from OpenGL, from the video card, and render it in real time. Like you see, it's real time. It's changing here, it's changing here, it's changing here, because all of these images are being processed by the OpenGL in the GPU. So it's super nice process to work. And you can record it to become a video file. When you record it just minimized to avoid the process, the excess of processing. And when I stop, he don't ask me anything. He just record the video on the, I think in the desktop. Let me open this video. It's quite confusing because I have the same interface, same Windows in different interface. I close it. Oh, I can open the sound out also from PD. So, just a moment. here I have my brainwave receiver. Yeah, it's a super cool. So I can just open the tap. This is the sound of my brain. A little drop it, but I don't know why it's dropping, but it's, I think I have too much things open here. And here is the video that Siphon Recorder just recorded. Oh, it's a nice question. Because this the device, he used to have the... He has this the blinking sensor. So, and I don't know why. I suppose it's because I updated my operational system. But the blink system doesn't work anymore. You know, it don't work anymore. But you can get this data. When you blink it, he just say blink. I did artistical residence in France. It was in time that they have the elections, and Sarkozy won the election. And the people from this, I was in Marseille, and the people from Marseille was very against Sarkozy. So the installation we did was something like I have a projection of the sea, a picture of city of Marseille, and when people blink, it becomes a face of Sarkozy. When you open your eyes, Sarkozy keeps like 1 millisecond and back again to the city, and people keeps with the residual image. So they could be Sarkozy over Marseille, but doesn't understand where Sarkozy came. You know, just using this blink system. It's very cool, this blinking system. But I don't know why it doesn't work anymore. I'm not sure if it's concerned to brainwave in this sensor. I think it's more concerned to the electrical impulse that you have, because you have a muscle action, and it changes the variation. It's a fast variation, you know. I think I'm not sure when I talk to you, but we could discuss with the manufacturers of this device. You told me
the warrior. That you have brain waves and the muscles as well, you can measure it. So maybe it measures the muscles.
Okay, guys, she told me I just time out. So I thank you very much for this meeting with you. And feel free to, let's continue this conversation in the bar or in the installation.